Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. It's been a while since we did this, but, sort of build up the critical mass because they are quite popular right now. So joining me once again from CZ USA is Zach Hine. Good evening, sir.
Howdy, howdy. Thank you for having me.
For some reason today, I have been besieged on the videos on YouTube asking me a bunch of questions, and I just mentioned, well, I'm going to have you on the show tonight to answer these questions. So, you're getting a little popular, Zach, which is, I'm good with it. I'm good with it. The first question that I got asked today is, are you guys looking at, and I know this is a complicated answer because you have split manufacturing, but I was asked if you are going to make a single stack striker fired polymer pistol in the P10 line to compete with the Shields and the Glock 43s and the XDSs and that type of thing.
We don't have anything to announce yet. We're always looking at different ways to expand the P10 line. That's kind of that P10 line is our first foothold in manufacturing here in the U.S. And so anytime we build things here, we really want to have it be well targeted for the market. We want to basically take our time, spend our time, and do all the research we need to do and have the product that we need to have for here. We don't have anything to announce yet, but we will keep working on that P10 line. It will keep expanding.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to, well, now.
The thing is, we're at that weird time of year where I know things that I can't share because we're on the cusp of, essentially, we're working on our catalog for 2020. We're working on the things that we're going to reveal to dealers later this year. And we're working towards what we'll release at SHOT Show. And so we have a lot of stuff in the works. And like anything, we don't know what's quite going to make it in time. So,
right.
So, yeah, I don't know yet.
We'll have to look at that at SHOT Show. We're going to have to look at that.
I know what I'm hoping to see.
Okay.
It's just, sometimes things take a little longer than we'd like. So.
Well, one thing that I noticed, like with the P10 line, with the P10C, which was the first gun you guys came out with, initially that gun was taking, it was everywhere. Everybody had it. Everybody was shooting it. Everybody was raving about it. I loved it. I loved the trigger. I loved the way it shot. I probably mentioned this to you over breakfast one time somewhere, maybe in Dallas or something. I just didn't like the mag release.
Yeah.
And how long was that out on the street with that initial mag release?
Oh.
A year?
A year, year and a half. It's one of those things where it just depended on the person. There were a lot of folks that did have issues with it, a lot of folks that didn't have issues with it.
Right.
And just based on the feedback, it was one of those no-brainers. We wanted it to be a fully ambidextrous gun. That was one of the goals. That was one of the things that we wanted to accomplish on the platform that we thought would be just another thing to put a feather in the cap And just the more feedback we got, the more sense it made to go to a reversible. Because then it doesn't matter if you're right-handed or left-handed, you can easily swap it. But, you know, just basically one of those things, we got enough feedback. We had enough guns that that were like, you know, we could see the argument here. This one's a little bit too stiff. Usually those broke in. It just took a little bit of using. But, you know, it'd be better to do it where nobody can even have that as a complaint. So we went to that reversible was it last year. So,
well, I mean, and that's the point, isn't it? In very short order, which I don't know if I've ever seen that. I don't know how long Glock was out, for example, before there was a Gen 2 Glock. You guys, first of all, you came out with the P10S and the P10F. Yep. Both superlatives in their size. And you had changed the mag release to the same mag release you got with the P07s and the P09s and stuff like that. So, which is a very easy to manipulate mag release, but you guys did it in like a year.
Yeah. Well, I don't want
to. Well, I mean, that's very short.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to speak ill of anybody else, but I mean, we're a company of enthusiasts. It's one of those things where we've got a lot of people who have a lot of emotion and all that invested in the products we build. It's easy to work here when you love what you're doing and you love the products that you're building.
Right.
And so when we see something that we can make better, it's going to bug folks until we make it better. So, yeah, making that change and making it quick and, you know, getting it, just making that project a little bit better, that became kind of a focus. So there are actually a couple of little things that we changed just to make the overall product as good as we could make it.
So. Right. Well, I mean, the P10C of the sizes that are out there, like when I sent the P10S back, when I sent it back to Danae, I asked her very quickly to send me a P10C with the new mag release on it. And that's the ideal gun. That's the size and everything. I had forgotten how good the gun shoots. How good the gun shoots. And
I don't know, man. That S has its place too. I've been carrying that all summer.
Well, the S has its place. The problem is, it's just. Are we getting any better with it now? Is anybody? Is it getting more plentiful out there into the in the field?
Definitely. Yeah, we've been shipping them in pretty good numbers for the last few months. It was kind of a trickle there for a while, and they're really getting out there. So,
are you still having to? Are they still all shipping as optics ready, or are some of them not optics ready now?
Nope, we've actually had some go out. So we make them with an optic plate. We make some without. And I know that we've had at least one really good shipment of the non-optic ready, so the one without the plate. So they're both out there. I think the optic ready is probably going to be the one you find more of.
The P10S is a superior gun, too. I ran it. First of all, to get the Glock 26 in the same category as far as just numerically, by the time I got done spending money on it to get it to that point, it was like an $800 pistol.
Yeah.
And I think the optics ready comes in at $559, right, on the P10S.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yep. So right away, it's a winner there, but the other part of it was just the shootability. That was a great shooting gun. As soon as they're more plentiful, I will be having me another one of those. I just couldn't, I didn't want to, I was afraid I was going to get beat up by a bunch of people.
Yeah, you keep rubbing people's noses in it, you know. Yeah. No, it's we kind of suffer from that. We have some models that are incredibly popular that we just simply can't make them fast enough. And that's kind of one of those struggles. Some people say it's a good problem to have, but we'd rather be getting them out there as quick as possible.
So,
you know.
Let me take a moment. We're heading into the first break. Zach works for CZ USA, which is getting ready to relocate. CZ USA as itself has only been around since 1998, but CZ, the company, is known worldwide for what they are. And we'll discuss that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking with Zach Hine from CZ. But before I lose too much time, I need to ask you these other questions because I got two things I want to talk to you about besides the questions.
Sure.
I'm also asked a lot about a civilian Bren.
Okay. We have a Bren 2 MS that we debuted at SHOT Show, and they've been trickling out. This is another one of those just like that S where, man, I wish we could ship more of them. yeah, we've got six different variants. So two different chamberings, three different barrel lengths in each one.
Right.
All of them are pistols right now. So that's basically the first wave is pistols. We have to have U.S.-made parts to be able to do carbines. We get a ton of questions about carbines, but we have to have the U.S.-made parts first. But yeah, they've been trickling through. We'll get a decent size shipment and those will disappear in a heartbeat. You can't even, you know, I don't even have one yet. I need a 7.62, with a 9-inch barrel. That's what I've got my heart set on.
So. They get checked in and checked out as fast as they get checked in.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they're already spoken for. So.
Already spoken for. The brand designation. Now, I remember the Bren 10, which is a pistol I would love to find a copy of. I wish you guys would make a CZ based 10 millimeter in the, you know, when the 75 or the just any of your steel gun configurations. Price would be a no object or anything else. Where does the Bren designation come from? What is Bren? Is that Czechoslovak or for something that I don't know about?
Well, yeah, it harkens back to World War II when there was a partnership between the Brno factory, which is the BR, and England.
Right.
So it was the partnership that the Bren gun came from. The Czechs, when they started making firearms and making military firearms, they were known for very good running full auto, like light machine guns. And so the Bren was the result of a partnership. So when we talk about the modern Brens, we're basically just kind of using that name that was made famous by a military firearm for our line of what start out as military firearms. We have civilian versions of them. They have to basically go through a bunch of ATF scrutiny and have to be significantly different internally so that they can't be readily made into a select fire firearm. But yeah, we're basically taking that old name and making it new again with new products.
Is there any chance where, and I've asked you, I'm going to ask you this every time until maybe one day you'll just tell me yes. Are they ever going to make me a 10 millimeter out of a steel gun?
You know, I made one. We've got one that we made a prototype years and years ago. And it was basically just an exercise in showing what we could do. We teased the factory product managers with it, and it's one of those things where they find it interesting, but I've never gotten anybody to truly bite on it.
Right.
And the thing is, but, the 10 millimeter is coming back in the U.S. It's more and more popular. So.
Well, I mean, CZ is a very heavily cloned pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of CZ, I mean... I can't Tenfoglio or however you pronounce that. Those and they have a 10 millimeter. Bren came out with a 10 millimeter. That was a CZ-75 clone. Janik, which is known for their own pistols, they make a CZ clone.
Yep, I think it's the second most cloned gun in the world. When the CZ-75 first came out, it was patented and was protected by that patent, but the problem was, being a military firearm behind the Iron Curtain, it was a confidential military patent.
Right.
And so everybody else in the world basically said, oh, we don't see a patent for this gun. We're going to make a version here. And so I don't even know how many different countries. I think Wikipedia's got a pretty healthy list of the different countries that have a clone of the CZ-75, and that list is incredibly long. So... yeah, it's one of those things where once the cat was out of the bag, it took a lot of years before they said, hey, no, wait a minute, there's a patent for that. But, you know, it was already long gone. So
if you had to pick you yourself, Zach Hines, personal favorite of the Steel CZ75 derivatives that are made by CZ. I'm not talking about, I'm not even talking about the Sphinx pistol, which I'm not even sure if Chris still makes those or not, but I know that was a high-end sort of CZ. Of the ones that CZ makes, is there one steel pistol that you really like? I mean, I've got one in my hands right now that, you know, like I told you, I'm going to buy that, but I'm talking about like a carry gun.
Okay, well, if we're talking steel, then for my money, it's the SP-01 Tactical. The Shadow 2 is a tempting gun, but man, the SP-01 Tactical is a classic. It's not so heavy that you couldn't carry it. The Shadow 2 is a pretty hefty piece of steel. But if we open it up to all metal guns, it's going to be a close race between the PL-1 and the PCR, basically. If I had to have one pistol to do everything with, it'd be a PL-1, so I could put a light on it if I wanted to.
Right.
If I have my range gun, my bedside gun, and I also have a carry gun, it'd be a PCR. And that has been my go-to carry gun for a long, long time. It's the one I keep going back to. So for a long time, I'd carry a Rammy in the summer, but I'd always go back to the PCR. I've been carrying P-10s, but again, I will go back to that PCR because it is just, it's got the CZ grip angle. It is incredibly comfortable to shoot. It's got an alloy frame. It is the one for me.
Well, it's a handsome pistol. The SP-01 is out of stock right now.
Oh, yeah.
The website says so.
If it's popular, it's out of stock. That's kind of the way of it with ours. Anything that has a bit of a following, anything that is popular, you're going to have to order. The other way to get them is to just watch the online dealers. They usually have notifications, and
right,
get on those notifications because, man, the moment they email out, you need to jump on it. So it's, some people say it's a good problem to have. I'd rather be getting about four times as many of them and, be able to make everybody happy. Because
right,
the more people that get them, the more people that go to the range, and then everybody around them goes, hey, what's that thing?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many people we hear doing that.
Coming up on the next break, and when we get back, we're going to find out from Zach exactly what is coming that he can talk about, and then we're going to talk about a couple of pistols that are here with me right now. CZ-USA.com, that's where you find what's available from them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZ-USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ-USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising his former campaign director, Corey Lewandowski, for his opening statement at Tuesday's hearing before a House Judiciary Committee. The White House did place limitations on what Lewandowski could say, but according to Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, there never even should have been a hearing.
Let's read the Mueller report for audiobook. That's what we've become. We had Mr. Mueller here. Had a long day of it. Judging by all accounts, it didn't go real well.
Vice President Mike Pence says the United States is working closely with Saudi Arabia to evaluate evidence after the weekend attack on Saudi's biggest oil refinery.
In the wake of this weekend's unprovoked attack, attack on several oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. I promise you, we're ready.
Parts of Texas are being warned of the potential for flash flooding after Tropical Storm Imelda made landfall near Freeport, Texas. Some areas could see up to 15 inches of rain. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Zach Hine from cz-usa.com. Is there anything new that's coming that you can tell us about today?
Well, all the cool stuff is still under wraps. I should say it that way. We've got some really big things that are in the works.
Right.
It is a bad time to be asking that question, because there are some really cool things coming down the pipe that we're just not quite ready yet. We do have, there are some things that we're already kind of teasing out there. We have, so last year we introduced our 10-12. So CZUSA, we do everything. We do rifles, pistols, shotguns, suppressors. On the shotgun side, we've actually got a really big event coming up. We introduced our 10-12 last year, which is our first inertia, semi-auto shotgun. And so basically a shotgun that shoots a wide variety of shells. It's built to be kind of a workhorse duck gun, pheasant gun. I mean, you can use it for everything. And we actually have a really big event coming up on October 12th, where our shotgun product manager, he's a professional shooter. He basically has run a contest, and they've selected two young gentlemen and two young ladies to assist him. They're going to attempt a world record here in the Kansas City area. They're going to try to shoot the most clay targets in 12 hours. And they're going to use those 10-12s to do it. So that's we have some new 1012s that are coming out. We're kind of showcasing the 1012 line in general this year. We're going to kind of put on a bit of a show with that. So that's going to be some pretty big news. We have pretty high confidence that they're going to shatter the existing record. So really looking forward to that. That'll be pretty neat.
We haven't really talked with the 1012. We haven't really talked too much about shotguns, but I mean, CZ is really a leader in hunting as far as the both center fire and shotguns, aren't they? Big game hunters take CZs overseas and hunt everything, don't they?
Correct. Yeah, a lot of CZ guns built at our factory were marketed for a very long time under the Bourneau name. So basically, to make a long story short, there are a bunch of different factories, but the Bourneau name was the one that they used to market to worldwide audiences. And so a lot of people know about, you know, Grandpa's Bourneau 22, which it's the roots of our current 4.57. So you can track the lineage of our current gun back to that. In Africa, the CZ 550, the 550 Magnum, it traces its roots back to the Bourneau 602. And so there's a lot of heritage, a lot of, you know, serious hunters, people who have been in it a long time, and especially the people who use it as a tool in work, they know the CZ name, they know the Bourneau name too. We've got a lot of ties on the hunting side, a lot of the stuff that we talk about may be on more the pistols and tactical side, but we've got a pretty impressive line of shotguns and a full line of rifles to boot.
I know that Jason goes overseas how many times a year to go hunt?
Oh, a few.
Talking about Jason.
Got back from an Alaska hunt.
Talking about Jason Morton at CZ. See, for me, I'm not a hunter per se. So I look at all of the LE type military guns you have, which are just so good. Like the Scorpion. The Scorpion has a standard configuration, but I mean that thing is sort of morphing into like a set of Legos, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of has some of the benefits of an AR where you can accessorize in so many different ways, and that just opens up the options. You can have it as a teeny little micro gun. You can have it as a carbine. You can set it up as a competition gun. But you know, you talk about those kind of trip your trigger. For me, lately it's been the shotgun. In fact, I'm in my gun room right now and I'm looking at two shotguns that I am about to pack up. I'm going to take them to Wyoming.
Okay.
And I'm going to follow around a new little puppy that is just coming into her own. We're going to go chase some birds in Wyoming. So
what are you taking?
I've got a Sharp Tail in 20 gauge and I've also got an Upland Ultralight, and that's kind of been the ticket for me lately because, man, I walk a lot of miles, and so a super light shotgun that, I think that thing's 5.5 pounds, so I can carry that all day.
Tell me about
a little over under.
There's one shotgun that I have seen that I think would be a splendid all around shotgun, and I'm talking about the 712 Utility G2.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell me about that one.
Oh, I've actually got one of those in the safe. So, 20-inch barrel, semi-auto, kind of a gun that you can do everything with. It'd be a kind of a workhorse farm gun. So shorter barrel, but kind of a soft kicking semi-auto. So it uses a gas system. So you're able to actually kind of bleed some of the powder off. And, runs great.
Do they make a extender for that by chance? Because I'm just looking at I'm actually thinking about getting one of those myself. But
yeah,
I'd like to have two more rounds on it.
Yeah, yep. It's one of those things where we kind of run into 922R, so you have to use a few U.S. made parts. But there are outfits that do make extensions for them. We've done some U.S. pistons in the past, and so there were some. We've done a few guns that used U.S. parts to give it some more capacity. So it is a possibility. Like Dave, when he set a world record, 3 or 4 years ago, his guns, he was using 712s and they had, I think it was 17 plus one rounds. He had super long extensions on them.
Wow.
But he needed to break as many clays in an hour as he could, and he broke a little more than one clay a second. And that's with every clay being hit by an individual shell. So that's quite the feat.
I found out the hard way shooting turkey loads that not all shotguns can handle turkey loads. And I've heard some people talk about the CZ-612 waterfowl as apparently some shotgun that is just crazy cool to have if you're going to be hunting birds.
Yep.
That's something you've done?
Oh, yeah. No, that definitely. I'm not – pumps aren't quite my thing. I grew up on pumps, but
right. –
Man, I've been enamored by the over-unders, but if a 3.5-inch gun, a gun that you can really beat up and have in a duck boat or in a goose blind, if that's what you need, I mean, it's a workhorse. They run really smooth. They got dual action bars, so it's a smooth running gun, can run 3.5-inch shells, and you can really throw some lead with them. But yeah, they can rock you, that's for sure.
The over-unders that he's talking about are some very elegant shotguns. They look high-end, like, you know, $5,000, $6,000, and then you look at their price, and they're $700.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't look at that price and say, oh, they can't be very good if they're not good, because I found that to be the case with CZ, that the price is not indicative of the quality. It never has been. So
it's a heck of a gun for the money. That's for sure.
It is. When we get back, coming up on the next break, this is Zach Hine. He is with CZ USA, and apparently has a gun safe that I would envy if I saw it. And when we get back, we're going to talk about two guns, like I said. Definitely going to do that next. And we will continue on with CZ USA. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Zach Hine from CZ USA. I always like it whenever I'm at a show, when I go to the CZ booth, just because I'm surrounded by, I mean, one day I'm going to show up there with a pair of wire cutters.
Yeah, they're just
fun. And a big canvas bag. I'm going to look at all you guys. Look, elephant. And then why you guys sneak, sneak, sneak. And, yep, I heard you. That was Bill. That was the right now I have the gun, which I think is, of all the guns that I've ever fired that are striker-fired pistols, the best firing striker-fired pistol ever, the CZP-10F. And right now it's at Ace Firearms, where it's getting a black, white, and gray laser-etched digital camouflage treatment on the slide. And it's also having a Delta Point installed on it, and it's going with me, and we're going to be going to take a class from another CZ aficionado, and that would be Steve Fisher in Dorchester, South Carolina, it's based upon Red Dot Sights. And
excellent.
Yeah, and that will be a class where I will be going with a high degree of confidence. My gun is going to work.
Yep.
Now I've seen a lot of reviewers that look at this gun and they say this is the best shooting striker fired pistol they've ever picked up. Thoughts?
Oh, I believe it. No,
yeah.
It's one of those things where we were kind of late to the party. Everybody else has been doing a striker fired pistol for a very long time, so if we were going to do it, we had to do it right. A lot of time and effort was spent on the ergonomics of that gun. On getting your hand high enough on the pistol while still making the reach to the trigger comfortable. Just trying to find all the right balances. A really light, crisp trigger pull, a nice firm wall, and then the break is clean. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me because I knew it took years and years to get it to the point it was ready to release to the public. So,
well, I mean, the P-10C, right? The P-10C, which I had three of those before you guys came out with a P10S or with a P10F. The P10C did not prepare me for the P10F.
Yeah.
Now, the P10C is a superb shooting pistol, but it did not prepare me for, I mean, it's something about that geometry and the length here and the length there and that low bore axis on that longer slide. And, I mean, it's...
Yep.
It's...
Yeah. No, you add that extra length, a little extra capacity, the extra weight. It just makes it a dream at the range.
You want a picture of that when I get it back?
I do. I really do.
I just... This is one that was sent to me to test, and I had to buy this one. I just had to buy this one. That was a that gun is absolutely crazy, a crazy pistol. And to compliment it, then the last go around, I had the P10C sent to me, which I will be keeping that one as well. But then I had never ever, and I've dealt with a lot of really nice gun companies that make some really nice handguns. I was completely unprepared for the CZ Shadow 2.
Oh yeah, well that'll spoil you. I mean that'll ruin anything for you. if you ignore its weight, it's pretty much the perfect pistol. That thing, an incredible trigger. No recoil, super long sight radius. I mean, it's got everything going for it.
When, now I know a lot of guys take this pistol and compete with it.
Yep.
Do they do anything to it or do they compete with it as it is? Because I have a hard time understanding what they would do to it.
Well, that's like asking a car guy if he can buy a brand new hot rod and not do anything to it.
Right, right.
I mean, it doesn't need anything. That doesn't mean they're not going to change things. They're going to take those springs and make them a little bit lighter. They're going to just do a little bit of stuff that's going to take it over the top and put it how they want it. Grips are the first thing. Getting the pistol to fit your hand the way you want it to fit your hand. And there are an incredible number of grips on the market. And there are some really, really good ones. So yeah, that would be like, nah, that's just not going to happen. You're not going to find somebody that's that deep in the guns that's going to pick one of those up and say, oh, this is good enough.
Well, I mean, the gun is...
P10F.
Well, I mean, the gun as it sits, though, if you get the right holster for it, that'd be a superb carry gun.
Yeah, just heavy. Yeah, you could definitely carry it.
Well,
you know, we get folks on social media who talk about carrying all the time. So,
I guess it's heavier compared to the polymers, but I mean, I can't find any disadvantage to the weight of the pistol though. And once you start shooting the pistol, I mean, it's one of those things where the gun just wants to run the double action trigger is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And with the mods that I'm doing to the P10F are purely cosmetic and purely because it has a optics. It's optics ready, and I'm going to take it to an optics class. I didn't need that for the gun to be fully functional and everything. I just want, I'm doing part of it because I want it to look sort of cool. And I'm doing the other part because, well, I'm going to an optics class. The Shadow... Right off the bat, I mean, it comes out of it. It's a very striking pistol to look at. The grips, the grip panels are what color? Blue or purple? What is that?
Yeah, blue. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it's and then you start shooting, pulling trigger on. It's just a crazy pistol. And the thing about it is the price, because the price is well below most of what you would consider to be upper scale pistols.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be in, you know, under $1,400. And when you're talking about a almost dedicated competition gun, that's ready to go right out of the box. So that's a heck of a price. We, for many, many years, this is kind of an evolution of our CZ-75. It's kind of come a long ways. It transitioned from the 75 into the SP01. The SP01 transitioned into the SP01 Sport, which turned into a Shadow. So this is the evolution of that Shadow, which I think the base model Shadow used to be almost $1,600. And as we've gone away from doing just custom stuff and doing, you know, essentially what are factory customs, which is what this is, you know, we're able to offer them at one heck of a good price.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have to get out there. We're about to run out of time. I've got to go find me one of those 7/12 shotguns because I really want to try that one. I don't own. Yeah. I've got a shotgun that I have redone. That was used to be carried around in some cop cars back in the 70s. Were you even around in the 70s there?
I was not. No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's neat to have and everything, but for a functioning shotgun that if I'm going to pull one out. I just like that 7/12. I got to find one of those. So I'm going to be on the lookout for that. As soon as I get this pistol back, which may be tomorrow, I'll send you a picture of it.
You should. I want to see that thing.
Yep. And then maybe if you have the time, we could reconvene. And I don't know. Maybe I could get me, you, and Fisher on the line and talk a little bit about CZ to get his feelings on CZ. I don't know how that would work. Who knows? Yeah, I know he's an uncloseted CZ crazed person like I am.
that'd be fun.
Very good, sir. All right. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. We've got hour number three inbound, and I've got that class coming up, and this pistol's going to go with me to that class, and it's going to be crazy. And I'm going to get to shoot with Steve and John Adine and Rob Morris and everybody. And, of course, I'll have the best gun there. Just all there's going to be to it. That's all there's going to be to it. But we'll continue on with the rant, more on the tirade. However you'd like to put it, hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.